I ever wanted to be a bobblehead, get this. There is a National Bobblehead Day. There's a National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum. So, yes, that could be a goal. I'm going to put it on my list. Why not? Here, almost 20 years in front of this microphone. I think it's deserved. National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum. Co-founder and CEO, we know the best, Phil Sklar, on the line to talk about, well, what's happening. Hi to you, Phil.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
This is awesome. A National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum. Where are you located?
Yeah, we're right across Lake Michigan from you, actually, right on the shores of Lake Michigan in Milwaukee, downtown Milwaukee area. And we have about 6,500 unique bobbleheads on display, as well as the history, how they're made, and the stories behind them, and basically anything you ever wanted to know about bobbleheads.
But we're afraid to ask. I'm going to get right into West Michigan presence in your Hall of Fame. Grand Rapids Chicks, Muskegon Belles, Kalamazoo Lassies, and Battle Creek Belles bobbleheads have been unveiled. So tell me about this.
Yeah, so last Thursday was National Bobblehead Day, and we unveiled quite a few different bobbleheads, but among those were two series of All-American Girls Professional Baseball bobbleheads, and those four teams that you just mentioned were all part of the AAGBPL, which was featured in the 1992 movie League of Their Own, which really brought the league back into prominence. And there's really just a great history of the league and women playing baseball and really paving the way for a lot of women in sports and beyond through their participation in the league in the 40s and 50s.
Wonderful. Again, many represented from our own backyard. Let's start with Grand Rapids Chicks.
Yeah, so Grand Rapids Chicks actually have two new bobbleheads. There's Alma Ziegler, who is one of the 13 top players from the league. And this is the first series of player-specific bobbleheads that we did, and the first bobblehead of her. And then also a series of vintage bobbleheads featuring all 15 of the AAGBPL teams, which included the Grand Rapids Chicks as well.
Wonderful. How did you determine which head is the bobble, if we can go there?
Yeah, so the AAGBPL still exists as an organization to keep the history alive, and their website, AAGBPL.org, has a ton of information. They've really done a great job of keeping that history alive and educating and doing things to really keep the legacy of the players in the league going. And so we worked with them, and they have a database and historians who track these things. And there's actually 13 players that they've been working to get into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, and those were the players that we turned into bobbleheads.
Wonderful. So do you work with specific artists that literally transform from one face to a bobble?
Yeah, so bobbleheads today and really going back through history have always been hand-sculpted. So we have a very select group that we work with that hand sculpts each bobblehead based on the pictures. We used historical pictures of the players and their poses to make these as accurate as possible and go through an approval process to make sure they really check all the boxes when it comes to, you know, looking like the player and having a great pose and being accurate.
And don't bobbleheads, the base itself bears her name, like the name Ziggy?
Yep, so each one has the player's name, and most of them had nicknames similar to today's players. It has a pose, and then the back has that AAGBPL logo, which has sort of become iconic in the Midwest where most of the teams were located.
Talking with the co-founder and CEO of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum across the pond in Milwaukee, Grand Rapids Chicks, Muskegon Belles, Kalamazoo Lassies, and Battle Creek Belles. Of course, all the AAGBPL bobbleheads are now unveiled. So how do I get hold of one, a bobblehead?
Yeah, you can go to store.bobbleheadhall.com and just type in AAGBPL or click on bobbleheads and they'll show right up for you. They're all individually numbered to only 500, so they are limited edition collectibles. We sold out of some of the first series that we've done in 2018, so we're already seeing great momentum and excitement for this series. And just really, it's fun to honor these people who really didn't get that recognition at the time and have started to get more and more recognition as the years go on. And they have a great feature at Cooperstown in the Hall of Fame. And some of the bobbleheads are even available there at the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown.
That is cool. Well, what else? Who else's head do we see bobble at your Hall of Fame?
Yeah, there's everything from sports to politics, movies, pop culture, really anything and everything you can dream of, from Einstein to The Simpsons and all the presidents, and just so many different bobbleheads. It's one of the things that people see when they come up and see all the different bobbleheads. And one of the nice things now with the pandemic, since we've been closed for visitors in person, we do have a virtual tour at bobbleheadhall.com/virtual tour, and you can take a 360-degree tour of the entire museum.
My goodness. All right, there's another goal. Get yourself a bobblehead of yourself, and maybe one day in the Hall of Fame. Okay, well, back to work you go, and I trust you'll take suggestions for others who want to be part of the Hall of Fame and Museum, Phil?
Oh, yeah. People can definitely reach out to us on social media or send us an email, and we're always looking for ideas and interacting with people who want to hear more or learn more about bobbleheads.
All right, there we go. Bet it's in the dictionary. Thank you, Phil, for this conversation and for spotlighting our West Michigan Grand Rapids Chicks, Muskegon Belles, Kalamazoo Lassies, and Battle Creek Belles, these athletes that, are now in the Hall of Fame. Thanks.
No problem. Thanks, Shelley. Have
Thank
a great
you
day.
To you. You're quite welcome.